There are times when you simply do not feel like yourself. Nothing major happened. No major conflict. No obvious reason. Yet, something feels different. Your energy feels lower. Your focus feels less steady. You feel more mentally foggy. Less resilient. Less clear. More easily overwhelmed or irritated than usual. Sometimes, people immediately assume this is purely emotional or psychological, but biology may also be part of the picture. One increasingly studied area involves the relationship between digestive health and how we feel mentally and physically day to day. Researchers refer to this relationship as the gut-brain axis, a communication network linking the gastrointestinal system, nervous system, immune system, hormones, and brain. The gut is not simply a digestive organ. It is biologically active tissue involved in signaling processes that may influence clarity, stress response, mood regulation, cognitive steadiness, and overall physiological balance. This is one reason the gut-brain connection matters so much. The intestinal barrier helps separate what belongs inside the gut from what should not be getting through. When that barrier is compromised, inflammation and immune signaling can increase, and that can affect how steady and clear you feel. There is another layer too. If the gut lining is damaged or inflamed, nutrients may not be assimilated as well as they should be. You can eat well and still feel underpowered if your system is not absorbing and using what you are giving it. That matters for mood. Because your brain depends on a steady supply of usable inputs, including amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and proper signaling support. The good news is that the gut is one of the fastest renewing tissues in the body. The surface layers of the gut lining can begin repairing in just a few days when the environment improves. Deeper healing, including stronger barrier function and reduced irritation, can happen over weeks to months. That is still incredibly fast. The gut responds quickly when it is given the right conditions. There are also compounds being studied for how they support the gut lining. Berberine has been studied for its effects on barrier integrity and inflammation. Quercetin has also been studied for supporting the structure of the gut lining. This is not about recommending anything. It simply shows that the gut lining is active, responsive tissue, and that its ability to repair is well recognized. When the gut is part of the picture, the experience is not always dramatic. Sometimes it looks like a shorter fuse than usual, feeling low for no clear reason, brain fog after meals, more anxiety or irritability when digestion feels off, or feeling less resilient than you should. A lot of people do not connect those things. They think mood is mood, digestion is digestion, food is food. But the body does not separate things that neatly. Instead of asking only, "What is wrong with my mood?" try asking, "What kind of environment is my gut working with right now?" That includes the foods coming in, how irritated the lining may be, whether digestion feels calm or reactive, and whether your body seems to be handling meals well. For the next few days, notice this. How do you feel mentally after you eat? Does your mood change when your digestion feels off? Are there foods or patterns that seem to make you feel more stable or less? No need to overhaul everything. Just start noticing. If you want to support a better gut mood baseline, it often helps to reduce inputs that can irritate or destabilize the system. Reduce caffeine, reduce sugar, reduce spicy foods, reduce acidic foods and drinks, and reduce alcohol. This is not about perfection. It is about creating a calmer, more stable environment so the gut can do what it is designed to do. Because when the gut environment improves, mood often follows. And when you start seeing that connection clearly, you stop blaming yourself for states that may have been biological all along.